And don't box it up by you trying to do something that you shouldn't do. You wait upon Him. World, you need to pray without ceasing. Oh, my child, I love you so much. Please don't leave me. I'm here. I want to help you. I want to correct you that you might be an overcomer. God's going to fix it for me. He's going to fix it. He's going to make it right.
Good morning, and we're glad to have you in the living room again with us. God bless you. Lord, we're so thankful for your wonderful goodness. You're just all goodness and glorious, wonderful, marvelous. No words can explain. We just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you that you would care enough about us to protect us the way you do on the roads and various places. We just thank you. Thank you how you protect Brother Freedom and you take care of him. We thank you that he's here today. We thank you, Lord, for anointing him in a mighty way. Thank you for our listener. Lord, help our listener. We're all listeners. We want to hear from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Isaiah chapter 24. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, the world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourneth, the vine languisheth, all the merry-hearted do sigh. The mirth of tabrets ceaseth, the noise of them that rejoiceth endeth, the joy of the harp ceaseth. They shall not drink wine with a song, strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. The city of confusion is broken down, every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There's a crying for wine in the streets. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea. From the uttermost part of the earth we have heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe to me! The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean dissolved, the earth is moved exceedingly, the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. And after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and before his ancients gloriously.
Praise God.
Then in 2 Peter chapter 2 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man, dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved for ever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure, through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Then 1 Thessalonians, starting in chapter 4, verse 11. And that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch, and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. Father, thank you for your words of instruction. Thank you for your word, Lord, that changes us and touches us. Lord, thank you for this wonderful day that we can stand in your presence and come before you with joy, Lord, and with thanksgiving. And we pray for your mighty anointing upon Brother Freedom. Lord, we pray that you would touch him right now to speak your words to those that would tune in. And we pray that you would open up the ears of everyone listening to hear you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for your sovereignty. Thank you for your love and your mercy that endures, and your new blessings every morning that you give to us and fill us and thrill us with your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for your words of instruction, as Micah said, and thank you again for applying those to our hearts and helping us to remember each day what you want us to do for you and how we can please you and bring joy to your life and your whole being. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we praise you this day, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the everlasting love, that peace that passes all understanding. And your joy is our strength. And Father, we thank you that our eyes don't look at the things they're seeing, but we're looking to your coming. We're looking to that day when you're coming back after your people, after those that love you. And Father, I just pray that people this day, that they'll purpose their heart to love God. Oh, for what he's given us. He's given us that everlasting hope, that joy that remains in our heart day by day. Praise God, even wherever you are, you can still have joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And Father, we praise you for that joy. We thank you in your word that you said you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Your eyes are over the righteous, and your ears open to their cry. And as you said, if you'll call to you, you'll answer us and show us great and mighty things, and even ourselves that we think not, but you're able to bring us on to a higher plane and put words in our mouth that are not there without you. We get thoughts in our head that are not there without you. We get direction in our heads, not within ourselves, but from you, and we thank you for that. You are our way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for Jesus, what he did upon that cross. With that, we receive all power, if need be. And Father, we do praise you this day. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 This write was a book report, you might say, from the time of Noah to now, what we just read. There's been many, many years that just went between the pages. But the Bible was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. And we go look at Noah for a little bit. He was a man that must have really trusted God. Oh, I feel the presence of God here. All thank you, Father. Glory to God. He trusts you and feared for you. You know, we should fear God, what God's able to do to us, unless we put our trust in him. See, God reads us very well. He knows where we are. We can't hide. Adam and Eve tried to hide, but God said, come out. I'll get clothes for you. They said, we're naked. And that nakedness is showed in Revelation. God become our righteousness, that we're covered. He don't see our nakedness. Noah obeyed God over 100 years. I think about 120 years. He obeyed God how to build the ark. And ship designer still uses. His design was perfect. But I know that there had to be people, terrible things talked about Noah. He's a crazy man. He's down here believes in God. That's right. And now, where we are, if you really speak too much, people say you're crazy too. So that's why we need the Holy Spirit to let us know how much to say, how much to speak, when to speak, and not speak. God uses our ways all through the days, just like he used Noah. You know, in those days it never rained, just had dew on the ground, and it's really hard to understand. None of us is seeing a person translated from here up to heaven, but it's going to happen. The same way that Noah found out impossible. People said it's impossible, Noah. Noah says it's going to rain. Oh, it's impossible, Noah. It's going to rain. Noah had faith in the Lord. And our faith is in what God's going to do. Some people say, well, the Christian life is so, oh, you're always talking about blood and all these things. Well, that's the way life is. Those people that missed out on the ark drowned. Millions of them, a lot of people. Noah had compassion on them. Noah was a man of God. And most Christians, if they're where they should, they're going to have compassion too. We care what's happening, even to our president. All these people that cause us trouble, we still care for the soul. Because every one of us on planet Earth are appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. We've all been born the same way. The only thing that changes us is how we receive forgiveness God has for us. Well, God sent His Son, Jesus, and if we believe on that, that becomes that forgiveness. It stays there day by day. We renew it because I fail God. Lord, He understands. But He don't understand when we don't ask Him for forgiveness. That's the part God don't understand. Because what that is, those people think that they're really goody good. God says, I see you. In Revelation's there. I see you're blind. All these things happen because we're not where we should be with God. God is not slack concerning His promises. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold, but you're lukewarm. And I truly believe, I'm on myself, it's easy for me to get lukewarm. But God says that's dangerous when you get lukewarm. We need to be hot, exuberant in the God. The joy becomes our strength. We tell them about Jesus and the Lord says, stop right there. It happened to me day before yesterday. And I went to the man just about so far, the Lord said, stop. But the joy of the Lord was still with me, you know. And it's hard for people to get upset with you when you're joyful after they told you something. They receive it different if God's with you. When you're happy, people, even the world, they can't hardly get out of anger. When you ask them about their salvation, if you don't have Jesus in your heart, you've hit a button. I'm going to bring anger a lot of many times. What do you think I am? And then we get defensive in ourselves. Oh, well, you need Jesus because, you know, look where you are. Well, He says, look where you are, brother. But see, God does it in a different way. Everybody's different. And we are the witness here upon earth. Sometimes it's better to shut our mouth and say nothing. Because our lives speak itself. The way our actions speak louder than words. Now, if you don't swear, don't listen to bad jokes, all these things give you a chemistry that God uses for His glory. I believe we don't have to say nothing because God works both sides. It's not very complicated. You go God's way. Now, Noah, he just went God's way. And Noah's way was very fruitful. He lived and his children lived. We're a product from him, Noah. Because Noah chose righteous. And our righteousness is in everything we do. Our saying, Bible says, fret not ourselves because of evildoers, neither be the envious of workers of iniquity, for they should soon be cut down as the green grass and wither as the herb. But trust the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto Him. And He shall bring it past. We, as God's children, it's like a bulldozer. I know about. If a guy's a polished operator, he can make that cat do anything and make it look good. But if he can't run a cat, you might better just shut it off. And that's what we are witnessing. We botch it all up. And the best thing is live it. And God, once in a while, He'll have to give you the unction. If you stay full of the Spirit, the key word is staying full of the Spirit. He's the glory of God. That you had an extra something the world don't have. That's what they say. They can't understand the Spirit. Well, the Bible says He lives within us. They can't even see it. It says in us. But it's the way God lets the world know His hand is upon you. And don't botch it up by you trying to do something that you shouldn't do. You wait upon Him. I was thinking this morning about the eagles. When they're ready to fly, the old mama eagle, she gets little, makes her nest really sharp burrs in it. And then sometimes she coaxes them out of the nest. That's the fall. And then she comes down and swoops down on them if they don't keep teaching them how to fly. God's got to teach us how to soar towards heaven. His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. It's not open to the world. It's not open to the unsaved. It's not open to those that don't walk truthfully with God. The blindness comes on them. They don't see it. They don't hear it. They don't feel it. Everything's okay because they don't feel nothing. That's what's right. The church feels good because they don't feel nothing. Every wind, all the wind, it comes against them. Then they feel it. Oh, I'm sick. I can't breathe. I can't do this. Can't do that. Because you're not where you should be in the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is our driven force from heaven that God gives that peace, that supernatural blessings. Oh, praise God, the unction, the glory of God. He moves upon you with a mighty hand. You can be wore out like I am, but God will still use you. For years I wasn't this way. And God said, I'm just learn to me till you get that day. Then I could have did something, but God didn't want me that way. He wanted me when I was wore out. He wanted me when I had nothing, when I had to feel I could only fit in. I'm a mess up. But in this mess up, God uses you when you're zero. Do I make myself clear out there throughout the world? When you become nothing of yourself, that your life is not a hindrance in the work of God. Now Noah, he kind of says, "Well, Lord, you know, this is a foolishness." God says, "Hey, well, Noah, I guess you don't need to build a ark because you're going to miss it too." That's what happens. Lord told me that one day, not one day, day after day after day. Got to keep climbing. Never stops. Just keep it on. That last breath, praise God, you're in heaven. It's just like that dream I had. Boy, I seen sadness. Well, I just see what the world's like. I seen this all in a dream. People are acting, facing death. Times would get to where it would be troublesome times. The heat would be bad. It'd get worse. The winds would blow. A lot of tormenting things happen in this world that God permits them to torment the Christians and not right with God. Now, Christian, you hear me? I said that. Yes, 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 yes. It affects me too if I'm not staying right with God. I know God tells me a lot of times, I feel cool, and he says, "Well, I'm giving just more or less for you. You're right in this vicinity. We're having sometimes coolest ones never happen. But sometimes we have to go there with the unjust. But praise God, God's going to go with those unjust. Every step of the way, he's there walking with us. Praise my child, I love thee. Oh, my child, I love you so much. Please don't leave me. I'm here. I want to help you. I want to correct you that you might be an overcomer, that you might be a blessing, that your light might shine through this land that you live in, that you might be an inspiration to those round about you, that they might see me. They might see that peace that I only give, that I've been established you as I can only keep you with my mighty hand. My people are need to be awakened. They need to arise, get the blinders off their eyes, so that they might see the glimpse of heaven. Because my thoughts come from heaven, and they pierce down to my beloved, that they might receive my thoughts and understand what I'm saying to them. But they're blinded, they cannot understand. Like a foreign language, it has to be interpreted by the Spirit. For I'm here to help thee this day. I'm here to make thee wise. I want to give you that joy that you need. My power about being with thee, said Spirit of God. God's in the remaking business. He wants us to be fruitful in every good work. Fruitful means having fruit. I don't know how many out there, I've been around peach orchards and olive orchards and run a ranch. My dad was a foreman and had a lot of different things on it. Walnuts and beans and peas and grain, but they're all fruitful. They may not be fruit, but fruitful is growing, multiplying. And we as God's people need to be fruitful, not in what we do, but our love needs to be fruitful. God will make these things happen himself. He's not going to use you until you're ready to be used. And what the trouble is, Christians are doing, they're going out and they're being fruitful when God hasn't appointed them to be fruitful. They're not ready. And they're still walking in the lusts. And all these problems in them, and God says, my child, I can't use you. You have blemish in you. And we need to be ready to let God help us by His mighty Spirit that we might be fruitful in the ways of God. This comes by allowing ourselves to walk with the mighty Spirit of God. This right here, this first, we've already read, is what we should do. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice. Oh, we got something to rejoice at. Oh, I'm happy because I'm richer than the millionaire because He cares. I'm a child of the King. But His eye is over the sparrow, and I know He watches over me. I will not fear what man does. It is well within my soul, like a peace, like a mighty river, comes through my heart. The joy is my controlling power from heaven. Thank you, Father. Glory. Pray without ceasing. That means pray without ceasing. The best I ever run a cap was 1 year ago. I couldn't get a job. I went to an operating engineer and went in to the cat dozer operator because I knew I couldn't do it as a mechanic. So I went in and the business agent says, well, since I look like a kid, he said, he just told me that I need diapers on it. He tried to really insult me. So I said, I need a job. My wife was about 2,000 miles away and I was destitute. And I said, all I knew was Jesus. Lord, you get me through this. I had faith coming here. And now will you get me this step on? Because I have no money. You know what? A woman come out and talk to this guy. And years later, I didn't know what she said till years later. And he says, well, kid, I'll send you out to the worst man we got. Worst contractor. He fires people every morning for breakfast. That's just what he said. He fires them for breakfast. How do you like that? And I said, well, I'll go there. So I went up to a road job. It was so cold that morning. I was praying. I said, Lord, this is awful cold. And I didn't bring enough clothes on. I mean, it was pretty cold. I didn't realize that high ridge was that cold up there. And the Lord spoke, the sun's coming up. You're going to be all right. I got chills because I was just really, I wasn't sure of myself. The Lord says, I'll help you. Just pray. I prayed for 3 weeks straight, solid praying. And God, in those 3 weeks, turned that job upside down. I had to run a dozer one morning, and they asked me if I could run it. This is gone. By lunchtime, the foreman come up and says, see, I don't know where you learned to run cat at, but if you do this, you got a job on me from now on. If you'll continue, we have to continue on anything we do. Your performance level has to keep up. And that's what God's saying about us. Where's our performance level? Does it stay in there? And his name was Leo. And I says, okay. And he says, you're on the cat. And so he knew I was a little bit fearful about my family. He says, you got a job with us. Remember that. So I was real thankful for that. And 3 days later, here he comes back and sits up down beside me again. And I thought, oh, he's on. Here we, that's the way us Christians. Oh, they're going to get on to me. Well, no, just take it like a man and say, hey, God's going to fix it for me. He's going to fix it. He's going to make it right. But my first thoughts, he's going to get upset with me. He says, I am going to get you a rebuilt D8. Boy, almost spanking new. You just got to cut slope. I said, that's what I can do that good. I can do it. I mean, I wouldn't tell him that. But yes, I can cut slope. The old man there, they was twice my age, and they became my fathers. I humbled myself. But I prayed, and I've never had a job in my life that so much happened. Pray without ceasing. A man on the 9, he was a quite worldly man. And when I first got there, I pulled Captain Scraper, and he'd do everything he would, try to mess me up. He hit me that 9, and get that D8 and 2 different gears at one time, but they never fired me. But at the end of the job, they wanted to put that 9 at 2 shifts. You know who that hated me so bad at first? He said, I don't want nobody on my cat but the kid. That was me. It's all through prayer. Prayer is the avenue that God wants to be in. World, you need to pray without ceasing. Call upon God. He's near. He wants to have communion with you daily. He wants to be your problem solver. Oh, you'll start doing better and better and better. I found out years later, as a mechanic, I didn't know where to go. I was always behind. So I just give it to the Lord, and Lord, you dispatch me. Never had no more trouble. Now, the average person wouldn't do that. Be afraid to. But God was with me. The world, you shouldn't have the same man mentality as the world has. Out there, you hear me? If you got the world's mentality, then God says, love not the world. That's what everybody's got, the mentality of the world. You got to have God's mentality. That came when you get saved, when you pull the Holy Ghost. Greater is He that's in you than he is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it give pray. For in my Father's house, His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf whose heart is made perfect toward Him. Out there, wake up. God's not slack. God wants to help you out there. Mature this day. Seek God. Don't be a baby no more. Don't be a child, but be a man, a woman. That God is your source. He is your way maker. Without Him, you can do nothing. God's going to go with you every step. You get to where I am crippled, He's still going to go with me. He keeps me day, every hour. He's my sovereign King. After a while, I was going to a job in another territory. They told me to go if I'd look at a D9. They figured I lost the engine. And this is the middle of October. So cold. It's up about 4,000 to 5,000 feet just on the plane up there. It was cold. And driving up there, I was just concerned what was going to do, getting that pan off that engine, cold like that, and snowing, and they snows up there a lot. But I said, Lord, you are my controller. You're going to keep me. And the Lord says, I'll tell you, I'll make it easy on you if you trust me. I said, well, you already make it easy on me. What do I do now? Do that. Well, I said, it'll help you step it up another step higher too. Because I'm going to ask you to do a lot. You ready? And I said, yes. Why don't you pull over? Why don't you get your parts book out? Now get a piece of paper. Now why don't you write down these part numbers I've given to you. Now he's given to me. I don't even know what he, I don't know what he's out in the parts book. Now you turn that in and you sign it. You did it because I'm your help. No one needs to know. But if you're in trouble, don't blame me. It's you. You want to do that? I said, sure, I'll do that. I didn't have much faith in you. That parts list, when it went in, I went to the shop after it was up there, and they one of the mechanics I knew him, he said, that parts list was perfect. You could not have done that by yourself, so you had help. My reputation had went around a little bit. And we as God's people need to get, our reputation comes from God. He's your source. Like Leo, he thought I was a real good cat skinner because I pleased him. If we please God, He's going to keep you. Not going to fire you, not going to discard you. He's going to help you advance to where you can handle. God's got a purpose for you. He's got a direction for you. His all-seeing eye sees great things for you. You must come out from there where you are to the world, and God wants to help you. God's got to give benefits that you might be a blessing. Without it, you're a cull. You are. God makes you a blessing. God bless you. I believe I've said plenty. But God wants to enrich your life, totally give you direction. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need anything, call in. We believe in prayer. We believe that all the gifts will come here. If need be, God's able to heal you, to bless you. Whatever need is, God bless you in Jesus' name. Isn't He wonderful? God bless you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Brother Freedom put a good cap on this message. It was a great message. Thanks for joining us.